Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg on a beautiful, beautiful looking Sunday morning. We're going to talk more about Falcons camp starting later this week with Jeff Schultz coming up next. Talk about Julio. We talked about that last hour. And if you've noticed the color of the sky a little bit different earlier in the show, and we're going to get back to it, Sam and I had two segments where we had substantive conversation, deep, just all manner of going around what we think is going to happen with Atlanta United.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were driving off the road if they thought that. But no, man, we're in it.
But we are in it. Rightfully so after yesterday, the talk about this team, what they've done. 3-1, by the way, the final score. They were winners over DC United at another sellout crowd at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Joseph Martinez with the hat trick, 3 goals, sixth time in his career. That is the most ever in MLS. He now has 22 goals for the season. I mean, he is just the guy.
Well, we put the question out again, 404-741-0929. Can you make an argument that Martinez is not the number one sports athlete in this town right now?
Right now. Yeah, you know, some people make the argument.
I mean, given the present lineup of the Falcons.
The Falcons, the Braves.
And the Hawks.
And where this team is right now.
Right. Is he not a top of the food chain in this city? And if not, tell us why.
I think he can be there. Right. I think very much. In a short period of time. It didn't take him long to get there, right?
Yeah.
Look how long it's taking some of these other guys. You know, but in a short period of time, because of what he does. I mean, you go up there, you expect him to do great things. And yesterday, another hat trick. He's on track to break the scoring record for goals in a season with MLS. And we just talked about in the last half hour how even high school football is looking like, hey, MLS, we see how these guys are doing. We've already made a contingency plan to play our championships on a different day because we feel like Atlanta United has a chance to be that team.
And even if it is unique to this city, and we had some folks call in that are from other cities up north and saying, listen, we got more options, so soccer isn't as big up there. The league's been around, what, 25 years?
Yeah.
And it does depend a lot upon on the city, but also it depends on how you land in that particular city. If you've been in Chicago for the longest time, well, you got an uphill battle, or L.A. or New York. You got all those other franchises.
Well, if you haven't been, what have they won? Have they been winning in Chicago?
Well,
Chicago does love its pro sports. It's one of those cities like Boston, like Philadelphia. You know, the people in New York, they love their pro sports over college sports. You know, the pro sports come first. But what have they done? And I think that's the other thing you think about.
Also, are you saying that as far as why the attendance level is the way it is here?
No, I'm just saying, have they been a winner? Has Chicago just being there is one thing. Have they been a winner? And when you think about the other Chicago teams, they've been winners. They produced championships. We took us a while to get one from the Cubs. We finally got one from them.
Well, you mean the Cubs? The Cubs, the Bears, and the White Sox, Blackhawks, and the Indians are doing things up there regularly.
But I'm saying, you know, you have teams that have had that level of success, you know, and so. As a Chicago team, had that kind of success to garner that kind of loyalty, other than just having its niche crew.
Okay, so you're saying because of the newness is why we're seeing 70,000 folks fill up Mercedes-Benz?
No, it's because we win it. It's new. It's a new toy, along with the new facility, and they're the hottest team in the league. So I think so. You know, we talked about this a little bit yesterday with Doug Robertson of AJC, who covers the beat with Atlanta United. And we talked about, you know, Wayne Rooney coming on with the D.C.
Right.
United team. And is this league still at the point where it needs a Beckham or a Rooney or a guy that's had on a big international stage to come and join one of these teams to attract attention to MLS? And we haven't done that here in Atlanta. We got some young guys who are gonna, you know, hot players for the future who got really incredibly bright futures. You start already thinking about, are we going to be able to hold on to them? You know, as they progress and as this team does well, don't be, you know, other teams, other squads around this league are obviously sizing up our roster. They're sizing up our squad. So, okay, who's going to be available that we can go after? These guys have been part of success. That's natural with any other pro sport.
Right.
So, I mean, that's the thing. You look at what we've been able to do in a short period of time, the way things have been put together, the whole the whole operation, and once again, you tip your cap to Arthur Blank.
Well, that's what I was getting to. It's how it landed.
For doing his homework, and providing this community with a remarkable product.
404-741-0929. We still throw that question out there. We've actually thrown a couple out there. Is Martinez enough? Listen, we may not be the deepest of soccer minds here, but we can acknowledge talent.
Yeah.
And we can acknowledge what is on the cusp of greatness.
Absolutely.
And what's going on with this player here. And he's in our backyard. And you guys have – listen, say what you will about those of us that got on the bandwagon late or still running after it. hey, let me on there.
Yeah.
You know, but it's because of you, the soccer fans.
Yeah, yeah.
Yelling at us loudly.
Yeah.
About you morons are going to miss out on this. You know, we can hang our hat on the traditional four, if you will. By the way, what are the traditional four sports? Let's take a quick overview in 2018.
Has that shifted?
Well, yeah, I think it is.
I think it's
traditionally
shifted.
Well, it has.
Yeah,
hockey. It's been football.
Yeah,
baseball.
Well, it's been
football. Basketball.
You go back years; it was baseball.
Right, they're number one. I'm not putting them in any particular order.
Yeah, okay.
Football, baseball, basketball. What's number four?
That's just it. It's been hockey,
but not for a minute.
You know,
it's college football. Let's just say it out loud.
Well, I thought you were talking about professional sports.
No, just sports.
Okay,
just period, overall.
Oh.
And I would say it's sports. But that fourth position might knock out the one I mentioned in number two if they don't do something, meaning Major League Baseball, and soccer could ascend. I don't know how many years it's going to take, but I'll tell you something else they need to worry about. Some of the big three, if you will. They better worry about soccer. They better worry about gamers.
Yeah. Well, we had a college football coach this week at their media days in the ACC, Coach Fedora.
That's right.
Expressed concerns about this future of football, and he compared it to the downfall of the whole country, which I don't know about that, but just the football.
But
the fact that football, you know, has its issues, obviously, it's still quite popular, but it's taking its hits just like any other sport. It's a big target because there's so much money that's made with it.
Right.
And so, you know, people are taking aim at different things with it, both at the professional level and the collegiate level. So, you watch with that.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Greg on the morning. Did you check the temperature? And you know well below us, it's not 32 degrees. Yes, Sam and I are talking Atlanta United, and rightfully so. We don't do this. So we have turned the corner, and fault us for getting here late, but at least we made it to the party. And we're going to spend some time talking about this team that's just wrapped itself around this community. And not just the English-speaking community, or should I say English for first language. Because that's the one thing when you get out there surrounding the bends is the variety of languages that you hear spoken.
Well, absolutely.
That's the thing that makes you really sort of go, man, I'm in an international city and love it. I just do.
Well, that's the thing that took me back last fall. There was a weekend where Georgia played on a Saturday, Atlanta United played on a Saturday, and the Falcons played this Sunday, and all three sold out.
Right.
And that made me very proud of this area. Yeah, football is always going to be the thing that we love most. It's always going to be number one here.
Always?
Yes. I think it will be, you know, in this area, because it's just this area that people continue.
Okay, so you're saying this area is not just nationwide, you're talking?
This area.
Okay.
You know, I think it always, youth participation is down across the country, but not in our state. Kids are still playing football. So, I mean, it would still be that. But I love the way the fact that the soccer played last year, they sold out on the same weekend that Georgia and the Falcons played at home, which shows we are football, but football is not all that we are.
John is in Union City. John gave us a shout here. We might need some help out here trying to get this guy. We'll get him on here. John, welcome to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello.
Now, as I told your screener, I got a problem. I'm going to modify this. These Atlanta United fans are talking about, well, we taking over the stadium, we the best fan base in the city, and this and that and all that. Now, recognize, people, that the only reason that you are in this venue is the fact that we paid PSL for these seats and helped build this thing, okay? We don't have $35 a game walk-up tickets anymore. That went away with the Georgia Dome. But going to the soccer game, $35 can get you in there, and you can enjoy all of the amenities that people that are paying PSL for thousands of dollars and thousands of dollars for these tickets are funding this thing. Now, keep your place, okay? Recognize and keep your place. Now, your team is new, and you're starting off real good because you're winning right now. Come talk to me as far as fandom is concerned when your team has had 54 seasons and only a handful have won, okay? Now, we're trying to get back to a Super Bowl as Falcons fans, all right? We are paying these people mucho money to come down and see the product that they have. Do not lose your place, Atlanta United, and your friend and your fans. And please, please understand, we welcome you in there. We're glad you're there. But do not get too big for your britches, people. $35 versus my $1,500 PSL, you don't have a stake in the game at all, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, John.
John says it's all about dollars and cents.
All right. Thoughts?
He makes his point.
He makes
a point. And the fact, once again, we say because it's a shiny new product, it comes out, and it's successful. Think how long it took the Falcons to make it to the playoffs the first time. They started playing in, what, 66? They made the first playoff appearance like 79. It took them until, you know, how many years ago before they had back-to-back winning seasons?
Right.
You know, so it took a while for the team to have that kind of success starting out. And so, yeah, you have some people who've stuck with it for a long period of time as far as Atlanta Falcons go. And, yeah, it costs a lot more for them to get into the building. But I still marvel at what we've been able to do with this Atlanta United team in such a short period
of
time.
That's what you can't deny.
You cannot deny.
The phrase that comes to mind is a lot of people just don't like change.
Yeah.
Especially when it affects them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we understand it, but, you know, you got to decide what side of history you want to be on. Let's go to Frank at Sandy Springs. Frank, welcome to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning.
Hey, good morning. And you guys just touched on it a couple of minutes ago. It's about the diversity of the fan base.
Yes.
I've been in Atlanta 33 years, and no team has ever reached out to the entire community the way Atlanta United has.
Yeah.
The Braves haven't done it. The Falcons haven't done it. The Hawks surely haven't done it. And so it's I think that's the number one driver. The other thing is it's a team where all Atlanta area people can support the team and not their hometown team. You don't have Giants fans coming and rooting for the New York team. You don't have Chicago Bears fans coming or Eagles fans. People are coming and rooting for the home team, not the away team that they used to cheer.
Point taken. Point taken. Yeah. Frank, appreciate it.
Thanks, Frank.
And he's absolutely right. Everything about this, the newness of it, and how we compare to how people comport themselves with the traditional sports is worthy of conversation and has been noticed.
You know what? Let's carry it on with somebody that's coming up next. Jeff Schultz has seen just about everything in this town, the way he's been. He's moved on from the AJC to a new place. He's going to join us next to talk this, Julio, SEC Media Days, and so much more on a Sunday morning here on Sports Radio 99 The Game and 99thegame.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg. Good morning on a beautiful red shirt Sunday. You like
that?
Yeah, it's a red shirt
Sunday.
We're
about an hour away, less than an hour away.
Tiger is getting ready to tee off at the Open. Him and Rory are four strokes behind the lead. You ever know any? There's only two people I can think of associated with a color.
Okay.
Him and Prince. You think purple? It's Prince.
Okay.
And when you say red or red shirt, I got to throw the shirt part in there, but red is Tiger. Anyway, just something unique. we are going to continue talking about something that we just don't talk enough about. We want to get the opinion of a friend of a show. Haven't talked to him in a while, Jeff Schultz.
Yes. Join us on the waitfor.com hotline. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Well, we've been talking for a little while about Atlanta United, and I know you've covered a lot of things that have happened in this town. And just, I mean, give us quickly your thoughts on what has been able to transpire in this town with professional soccer in a relatively short period of time.
I'm stunned, actually, and I don't mean that in a criticism like I expected nothing, because I was well aware of soccer's appeal, but I sort of looked at it as almost like hockey-like, where it had its really hardcore group of niche followers, and then they were going to have to be really successful basically to grow the sport in the city. And while it's true that they've you know, the United's been really successful, it was almost like they didn't have to grow the sport in the city. I mean, their niche, their group of quote unquote niche followers was much larger than I expected it would be. And I've really been impressed, not just by obviously how well they've played out of the gate, but how well the whole organization was put together from top to bottom, from management and coaching down to a player developmental level, which is so important, which the Thrashers never had in hockey. And just the way the team was marketed and you know, clearly they've tapped into, you know, whether it's millennials or, you know, young fans, and a lot of young sports fans really seem to connect to it. So, you know, yeah, I've been impressed.
Yeah, as a sports fan, you got to acknowledge this. And you're right. It's a testament to Arthur Blank and his staff. But I think he had a built-in fan base. This is an international city, and there are a lot of people who came here where that sport was number one where they came from. And so anyway, we want to bring you on to talk about what is coming up at the end of this next week. Jeff Schultz joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com as the Falcons get ready to head into Falcons camp.
Head of the Falcons camp, and we have that question that's been hanging over for a while. And, Jeff, you've been talking quite a bit about it the past week or so with Julio Jones. Are you surprised that things have turned out the way they have so far?
I'm a little surprised. I mean, you know, knowing the kind of guy and person Julio is, he's not a divisive figure at all. And obviously, if you go to ask for a new contract, 2 years into a 5-year deal, you're gonna cause some dissension, if not maybe within the organization or the team, but certainly out in the public. I totally get, and I wrote this a few weeks ago back when I worked for the Journal Constitution, that I totally get it from Julio's standpoint and from any player's standpoint, because in the NFL, a lot of people know contracts aren't guaranteed and they're only worth whatever the guaranteed money is, and he's received the guaranteed money on his deal. And I think in some respect, I don't know how much longer Julio Jones wants to play. I don't think this is a guy who wants to play in his mid to late 30s. Even though he continues to play at a high level at, what is he, 29 now? So I think he just wants some security and assurances for the future. Obviously, there's the wide receiver market, which has kind of exploded too. But from a Falcons standpoint, you know, they gave him a lot of money. When they gave him his last deal, they gave him some extra money for the previous year's salary. Excuse me. So it was really a front-loaded contract. They didn't anticipate having to redo the deal this time of year. They thought they might have to redo the deal next year, which I still think they'll do. At this point, honestly, I don't know whether he's going to show up or not. If I had to pick one or the other, I think he would. If he didn't show up for Matt Ryan's passing camp, which he did, I think it would have been a major red flag. I don't think the OTAs is a big deal. The mini camp is a little bit of a deal, but I think Matt Ryan showing up from Matt Ryan's passing camp was a more of a positive indicator. And, you know, but what happens this week, I think players have to report what, Thursday or Thursday night. We'll see. We don't really know. It's possible he hasn't made up his mind yet.
Yeah, Jeff Schultz joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Jeff, this is selfish and it's fan like, but I don't know how much this plays into your thinking, but this year we got a Super Bowl right around the corner from us. We have a chance, right, as opposed to the other two times the Super Bowl has been here. You want this wide receiver, this top NFL player, to be happy going into the season, because we have, in my estimation, no chance if he goes in disgruntled. So what do you do? Is it something with incentives or whatever it is to keep this guy happy? Because I believe something's got to be done to make sure he wants to get that prize at the end of the season like everybody else in this team.
You know, the one thing I'll say about him, and I wouldn't say this about any athlete, is that I think if he's there, he won't be "quote unquote" disgruntled, to use your word. I mean, he's always like anybody has always had a lot of things going on in their life, and he's pretty focused when he's with the team. In terms of yes, wanting to keep him happy in general, though, I don't know how much more. And this is the Falcons' argument, I think. I mean, they had not budgeted for a raise this year. So, I mean, they have to redo Grady Jarrett. They have to redo Jake Matthews. They have to redo Ricardo Allen. These are all players whose contracts expire after this upcoming season. they had budgeted for a raise for him for next year. I agree totally in your point that this is an important year, not just because the Super Bowl is in Atlanta, but because I think every NFL franchise sort of has a window. And even though the Falcons have a generally young team, particularly on defense, again, you're not going to have guys like Julio Jones and Devontae Freeman, Matt Ryan playing at a high level for a long period. And I don't know how big the Falcons window is. And so, yes, it's an important year, and yes, you want him happy, but I do think if he's there, I don't think the contract thing will be a distraction for him. And again, I wouldn't say that about a lot of athletes. I think a lot of people would ask him about it. People like me and you will ask him about it all the time, and he'll say, look, that's something for after the season. I think that's how he generally operates. I think the big question really right now is, does he show up in time? And if he doesn't show up in time, how divisive does that become? I think players generally take players' side. I think the players understand the business side of things. I think the only way it really becomes an issue is if he's not there, those players are going to be asked every day, where's Julio? How come Julio's not here? How does that affect you? Can you guys win a Super Bowl without Julio? I think those questions are going to come every day, and that's sometimes where the resentment comes in. And potentially guys start thinking, yeah, where is he? I mean, we need to do this. And I get the business side, but we need to do this. But, again, we'll know more at the end of the week, basically.
We will. We will indeed. Joining us on waitfor.com hotline, Jeff Schultz. You can follow him on Twitter at Jeff Schultz, ATL, at Jeff Schultz, the capital letters ATL. As he mentioned a little bit earlier, he wrote about this when he was working with the AJC. No longer there now, The Athletic. It is something new, and you've made the move. Explain it to everybody, Jeff, and why this was a good time for you to do this, and what will be different about The Athletic.
Yeah, and I wrote about it again with The Athletic Tuesday. I wrote about it 3 or 4 weeks ago at the AJC, and I wrote about it, I think it was Thursday of this past week, Thursday night with The Athletic. It's something that I'd been considering for 2 or 3 months. The company started 2 years ago. It's a national sports website with both local bureaus and national writers like Kenny Rosenthal on baseball and I mean it's a bunch of great writers. And their philosophy basically is we're not going to be a part of that hamster wheel that's become sports journalism today of blog every 5 minutes and chase page views. We're gonna give a quality product, and we're gonna take time and break news when we have news to break, obviously, but also basically write really good stories and not worry about, we're not gonna aggregate or do anything like that. And it's a subscription model. There's no advertising on the site. It's really clean. It's an easy read. It's a great read, and I mean, I subscribed before I ever went to work there. It's really cheap. Actually, if you go, I think the 24th is the last day. There's a sale if you went to theathletic.com/Atlanta launch. It's basically like $3.49 a month. So for the price of a latte, you get everything. You get everything from the local bureaus and the Atlanta bureau to national coverage, and it's been great. And it's really exploded, honestly. And it's been very comforting to see. I went, David O'Brien, who covers the Braves and covered him for the AJC, went. Right. Seth Emerson, who covers Georgia and covered him for the AJC, went two, 3 months ago. We're going to have Jason Butt covering the Falcons starting here this week. We have a really, really solid staff, and I'm really anxious and excited to see what we can do.
Yeah, fantastic. Congratulations on the move. I ran into you. We talked about it a little bit down at SEC Media Days this weekend.
Yeah.
You seem to be genuinely excited about the opportunity and what you can do.
Yeah, and it was tough emotionally for me because I was at the AJC for 29 years. And you know, there's the business side of it, but really, as you know, Sam, and when you're in one place for a long time, it's more the personal side. And you make a lot of good friends there, and you make a connection with people. But, you know, it was it was kind of cool to have an opportunity to do something else at this stage in my career. And I thought, what the heck? And I really believe in the product. I believe in the business model. And so despite sort of the tough emotional tug of war of, you know, should I stay or should I leave, I'm happy. I'm really happy with the decision.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. And like I said, we look forward to reading great things from you now with The Athletic and the new move. And thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for getting up, Jeff.
Yeah, man. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, guys. Anytime.
Appreciate it.
All right. That is Jeff Schultz now. And don't forget, you can follow him on Twitter once again, at Jeff Schultz, ATL. That's his Twitter designation now, as he's now with The Athletic. Yep.
You done?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I was taking care of something over here.
Okay,
we got lots of stuff to talk about. Now, unfortunately, we don't have our friend Brian has moved on. He's got some other things, but I know there's some stuff going on in esports that we wanted to get off your chest. Also going to talk a little bit more Braves, too, because we didn't going on second half of the season, man, and it rained out yesterday, but moves are being made, and people are still wondering whether or not these guys are going to pull the trigger on something. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Sam and Greg on a beautiful Sunday morning, a red shirt Sunday morning. Let's go call it that for the rest of the day.
It is that. We can say a game day.
We got
the big match.
Well, listen, let's start up again. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Greg on a what?
Game day Sunday.
That's what we like.
Whatever game day Sunday morning. Whatever the day. Over at Atlantic Station today, they're going to play the second round of the qualifying round for the BB&T Atlanta Open. And tonight, we'll have the two finalists from the U.S. Open a year ago, Sloan Stephens against Madison Keys. Of course, Sloan won that match, and they'll play at 7:30 over at Atlantic Station this evening.
So I asked you this question before. Yeah. While they're going to be here doing an exhibition, this is a men's match.
Men's tournament.
Yes. Do you ever see Atlanta being a stop on the ladies' tour?
I would love for it to be what happens next week in Washington. Next week in Washington, they do both.
For
1 week.
Why wouldn't they combine the two here in Atlanta?
You got to get a place together and courts, enough show courts to do it. There are not enough show courts right now currently at Atlantic Station.
Got some tennis courts out where I live.
Well, you can come over here. Some over my neighborhood, too.
Okay, we should be able to house them.
Shuttling people all over town. We got a good location, but that's what they're able to do in Washington. Of course, later on, they'll do one in Cincinnati where they have both in the same week there before you go to the U.S. Open. They've done everything with this event to make it be kind of like the U.S. Open and give it that feel. And having two of the top women's players, especially two that played in the U.S. Open final.
And they better be what's next.
And Sloan played in the French Open final as well here a few weeks ago. It'll be great to see them here in Atlanta tonight, and I'm sure the crowd will be enthusiastic to see them play.
And she was quite fetching on the ESPYs, I've got to tell you.
She's got some endorsement deals.
She was fine as could be, man.
Endorsement deals, like a chocolate milk.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about that. Did you see her at the ESPYs? People don't normally see
Sloan?
A lot of the athletes. Yeah. And you kind of glossed over that.
Well, yeah.
That's nothing. The young men should go and Google that picture
of
Sloan Stephens at the ESPYs.
Yes. I've seen her dressed up sometimes.
We ain't talking about you. We're both married. I'm talking about the young folks.
Okay.
They need to go look at that.
Let me check her out. All right. She was there. And she's in town tonight.
I gave out some insignificant information that led us into Braves conversation earlier, but on this date, back in 97, Braves beat the Cubs 4-1. That's not the story. The story is Maddox did it in 76 pitches.
Man.
76 pitches. A complete game, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Complete game win.
That's Greg Maddox baseball.
Man. And conversely, also in 67, yes, right, I'm going back to 67, the Braves had a game where they used five pitchers in the ninth inning.
Wow.
Five different pitchers in the ninth inning.
Yikes.
So, anyway, as we get into the second half of the baseball season, these guys got to, well, we don't know if it's going to be a doubleheader. Obviously, not today, but they're going to make up the
game. They got to make up the game from last night.
From last night with Washington. Listen, until these guys do something, they're no different than the Padres to me. They're looking up at us.
You mean Nationals?
Meaning the Nationals, okay. Yeah. Okay. And everybody gets worried about what's going to happen with Bryce Harper, what's going to happen with Scherzer, this and that. And they've been traditionally the team that the Braves worry about, but no, not this year. Well, at least right now.
Well, not just the Braves worrying, but just everyone who follows the game has expectations. They've had expectations for this team for a number of years because of the talent that's been assembled there.
And the gold standard in this division, we get it, but not this year. So let's not worry about them. This young team that nobody thought was going to be where they are, half game out behind Philadelphia. Philly had a rainout yesterday, too.
They got to play two today.
So they could, by the end of the day, be in first place.
We could.
Why talk about the Nationals? Why give them the satisfaction?
Because they're the next team there.
But they're behind us.
And that's who we're playing today. You handle the business that's in front of you because it's going to be a while before they see those guys again on the schedule.
I understand.
You don't want to not beat them today and then sit around depending on somebody else.
We had conversations earlier in the first half, and I know why we did, but as we sit here now, I'm glad there were no moves made because of what the Nationals may do, and it was all stemming from what they may or may not do. Well, the big name is now sitting in Los Angeles. Washington didn't get him. Nobody in our division got him. We may see that. We're going to see the Dodgers, but I'm talking about what happens in the playoffs.
We're going to see him next Thursday, as a matter of fact. Talking about Manny Machado.
I want Kershaw to come.
He will be here.
I want Kershaw to be on the mound.
He stumbled.
That's why I want him there. That's why I want him on the mound when they play him. Anyway, we're going to get more into that. And in the 9 o'clock hour, talk about the opening of Falcons camp and our presence out there. We're going to be all over that.
Absolutely. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com will be the place to get all of your best information on Falcons camp. Photos, going to be stories, going to be blogs, going to be live video clips of interviews and sound bites. You're going to have so much more, and it will all be 92.9thegame and 92.9thegame.com. We'll have it all covered.
Now, normally we, at around 9:20, talk esports, and we've been doing it with Brian Smalley for a couple of years, and Brian, unfortunately, he can't be here because he's got another job.
Okay.
And he's up quite late at night, and so we don't have him. So we're not going to be talking as much esports, but when things are relevant, then we're going to bring it up, and we're just talking a little bit about the NFL. And you guys, I know, wanted to get the information out between you and Bo because you follow it more than me. Is it true the new Madden cover's out or coming out?
Well, the game itself comes out on the 10th. If you pre-ordered the Hall of Fame edition with Terrell Owens on it, like I myself did, you get it on the 7th.
Okay.
Which only means that by the time it gets done downloading to my Xbox, everybody else is going to be able to buy it from the shelf, you know?
Okay.
We saw about another cover this week, though.
The cover of the main game, the one that you can get for a little bit cheaper than the Hall of Fame edition. The cover athlete for Madden 19 has been unveiled, and it is one Antonio Brown, wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers, without a helmet on, in like a celebratory happy pose. It's a pretty cool looking cover.
All right. From Central Michigan.
Yeah,
I got to get that out so I can
turn
the lights out at night.
You would have to say that. when do people start hearing about maybe some tournaments or some things like that will go on?
Well, there's already some stuff in Ultimate Team going on to get players ready for Madden 19 in Madden 18. They have been doing this for about the last 4 weeks or so. Daily challenges and whatnot. You can earn rookie players such as Saquon Barkley that you can get a version of to start your ultimate team with in Madden 19. So as soon as the release happens on the 10th, you'll see online tournaments and for Madden Ultimate Team start to pick up, and they'll get into some pretty big ones closer to the holidays.
That's pretty cool. You can start guys who haven't even played their first game in the league yet.
Yeah. So you can earn a version. You can earn a 99 rated version right now to play with for this last couple of weeks in 18. That's going to turn into an elite, which is like around an 80 player to start your Madden 19 Ultimate Team with. And then as the season goes on, they're going to progressively release a newer version of that card. But you can't get that unless you do the objectives and get the 99 version in Madden 18 first.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
All right. People are thinking some esports this week at the ESPYs.
Well,
right?
I was just going to bring up, if you saw the ESPYs, you saw Ninja there, and this guy, they like to report that he makes $500,000 a month. So he's a $6 million player. He's basically...
And his game is Fortnite.
Right. I was trying to think of what player currently that we can think of that makes that much in one of the other sports, because I was thinking, well, we've been talking about Julio all morning. He's $10 million.
Yeah.
That's not far away from this dude
Yeah.
When you think about it.
That's a lot of cash, though, man.
Anyway, Sam and Greg, I want to ask you, but we got a break right now, but I'll actually take a little bit of a casting call. I want to ask you, because the guy who's on the cover of Madden, I wonder if the personality that he has, a little bit of it rubbed off on Julio, would Julio be in this situation? That's just speculation, but I want to get into that in a second. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.